Throughout your journey, what has been a defining moment that profoundly changed your perspective on life and leadership?
I would say a defining moment was realizing the impact of sustainable development on future generations. But this shifted my focus to long-term inclusive projects and policies that balance progress with preservation.
Hi there, and welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjees.
Come along on this eye-opening journey as we dive into sustainability and impact investing.
Here you'll meet inspiring individuals who are crafting a brighter future for all generations to come.
The potential for impact investment is boundless, and you can be absolutely sure be a part of this positive change.
Are you ready to dive in and make a difference? Let's take action for the benefit of both mankind and nature.
Dear all, we are so honored to have a very, very special guest today.
I know, and I can't wait. This is an amazing start of the new year.
Exactly, since we named the year 2024 as the year of love and hope.
We couldn't think of any leader who can represent these values as distinctly as our guests of today. So without much ado, we invite our today's guest, Prince of Dubai, His Royal Highness Sheikh Ali bin Rashid Al Maktoum, or better known as Sheikh Ali Al Maktoum. So welcome, Your Highness.
Thank you much for that warm introduction.
Welcome, Your Highness. So where are you at this moment?
I am actually situated in my home, in the Medjez, to be specific, yeah.
That's amazing. Your Highness, before we start with the interview, I just give a very brief introduction about you for our dear audience. So you are known as an amazing prince who came from a privileged upbringing to become a visionary prince dedicated to fostering positive change in Dubai and beyond. You were born into the world-known Al Maktoum family, who are renowned for their integral role for shaping Dubai's modern landscape. And we also already experienced during our personal meeting with you in Dubai that you have a profound respect for your culture, heritage, and sense of duty towards your people.
So, Your Highness, you have so many titles and achievements and so many responsibilities. Can we ask who you yourself identify as?
Thank you for that question, Ben. And I would say I'm a steward of my nation's legacy and a proponent of its future. And my identity extends beyond my title. It actually lies in my commitment to nurturing a society that values sustainability, innovation, and heritage.
Throughout your journey, what has been a defining moment that profoundly changed your perspective on life and leadership?
I would say a defining moment was realizing the impact of sustainable development on future generations. But this shifted my focus to long-term inclusive projects and policies that balance progress with preservation.
Okay. And can you share an experience from your personal life that inspired your commitment to social and environmental causes? And can you please maybe name a person who inspired you the most?
Well, growing up in Dubai's rich cultural tapestry, I witnessed that delicate balance between development and nature, which inspired my dedication to social and environmental causes. And I would say our leaders over here, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, they've always been a figure of inspiration for us that we always look up to and learn from till this very day and for the days to come.
And Your Highness, I have another very important question. What inspired you to focus on philanthropy, particularly in education and healthcare? Because not everyone from the royal family is doing that.
Well, my belief in the importance of education and healthcare is rooted in the idea that these are fundamental rights. And I believe that by empowering communities through knowledge and good health, we can lay the foundation for a prosperous society.
And is there a particular personal hobby or interest that helps you unwind? And how does it influence your professional life?
Well, for me, my personal retreat lies in the world of music and arts. They provide me with a deeper understanding of people and cultures, and it enriches my approach to leadership.
Well, music also accompanies us as well all the time. So it's completely a shared passion. Johannes, another question. In your view, what is the key to successful leadership in today's rapidly changing world?
Well, I think adaptability, foresight, and empathy are very critical elements for a key to successful leadership. And as we live now in a constantly changing and developing environment, it is very important to understand a wide range of viewpoints and cultivate a receptive, welcoming mindset. So these are all the elements that I think are required to be able to lead, and for other people also to follow and get inspired by.
Yeah, empathy is so important nowadays. I mean, to take a right decision, it's not easy. There are wicked problems around the globe right now. So empathy, I agree, that's very, very important. So, Your Highness, what role do you see Dubai playing in the future, particularly in terms of global sustainability?
I believe Dubai aims to be a pioneer in sustainability by driving innovative solutions that can be a model for global cities in balancing growth with environmental consciousness.
Okay, and can you share your personal vision for impact investment in the United Arab Emirates and how it aligns with the 17 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals?
Well, aligning with the SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, our vision is to make impact investments a catalyst for sustainable development, and that is through focusing on ventures that yield positive social and environmental outcomes.
That's very good to hear, you know, that that your country and your city are advancing towards the same goal as the whole world slowly start doing it. So that's amazing. And how do you access and decide on new investment opportunities, particularly in emerging sectors?
Well, through and together with my private office, we focus on projects or investments that exhibit sustainable growth, innovation, and long-term societal advantages. Also, we take ethical considerations into account and strive to attain a balanced synergy between economic prospects.
Okay. And then I would say that the next question would be, how do you integrate your cultural heritage and traditional values into the modern business practices?
Well, my approach is to harmonize traditional values with modern practices. And this ensures that our cultural heritage enriches our business landscape.
That's very good.
And Your Highness, can you also discuss a particular social or environmental project in Dubai or in UAE that you are especially proud of?
Well, in my opinion, I believe the solar energy initiatives in the UAE are a testament to our nation's commitment to renewable energy and a sustainable future. And this project fills me up with immense pride, knowing that we are taking initiatives into, you know, preserving and setting the record straight for the years to come in terms of environmental impact.
Thank you. And what are the main challenges that Dubai faces now, in your personal opinion? And what you think needs the most attention?
Well, I think diversifying our economy beyond oil and real estate and guaranteeing sustainability in urban development, I think that would be a challenge. But for us, I would say there's nothing impossible or hard. We're definitely catering to move forward and to uplift our country and position it in a way that the reliance will definitely be on several outcomes and sources besides oil and real estate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I have another question. Today we are really going like a fire chat to get as many questions covered as possible. So now, We can see and we experience it on our own that Dubai is becoming one of the centers of global attraction for people and cultures. But at the same time, it poses a challenge to the preservation of cultural identity. So how do you intend to keep the rightful balance of that?
Well, it is our duty to uphold and protect our cultural identity at all times by integrating it in every aspect of the city life, from architecture to education, ensuring that globalization enriches rather than weakens our heritage, which is very important, yeah.
And what are your thoughts on the future of the United Arab Emirates in the coming 10 years?
Well, I foresee the UAE as a global leader in innovation and sustainability, a crossroads of cultures and ideas, and also a beacon of progress and tolerance.
Wow.
Well, then the following question is about that. So, because we are so proud that you decided to become a patron of Impact Investing Solutions to establish the World Impact Center in the UAE, which is going to drive humanity and also nature together. So for thriving mankind and nature, we want to establish this center. How will your involvement in the World Impact Center influence sustainable development and impact investing in Dubai and, of course, the Middle East and Africa region?
Well, my role as a patron will focus on steering the center towards initiatives that amplify sustainable development and also position Dubai as a hub for impact investing in the MENA region.
Perfect. And considering the World Impact Center's focus on critical sectors and its net zero goal, what distinct role do you see for Dubai in both these initiatives?
Well, Dubai will be pivotal in the shaping the sustainable finance and technological innovation, aligning with the center's net zero goal and critical sector focus.
Perfect. Your Highness, what message would you like to convey to social entrepreneurs who are trying to make the world a better place and leaders aspiring to make a positive impact in our world?
Well, my message to the future entrepreneurs and the current ones also and leaders would be to dare to envision a better world and be the change you wish to see. Your innovations today will definitely shape the world of tomorrow.
Well, Your Majesty, you're so fast and good with your answers. And can you please share any call to action for our global audience?
I would say join us in our journey towards a sustainable future. Every step towards sustainability and innovation, no matter how small, and as long as we gather our minds and fill our dreams with hope and love, it will contribute to a more significant global impact.
I love that, sir. Thank you so much for your time, Your Highness. We understand you're very busy. And we are looking very much forward to see you in Dubai, or you're always welcome to come here in Switzerland. And together, I believe we can achieve this global mission and build the World Impact Center together.
Yes, we can.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Your Highness.
Thank you for your time. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye for now.
Dear audience, with this, we end this short show, but amazing show of today. Next week is the World Economic Forum at Davos here in Switzerland.
And of course, we will be there too. And hopefully, looking forward to meeting some of you there.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey today.
We hope this incredible story has ignited something in you. Don't miss out on what's coming next. Subscribe to our channel and stay tuned.
Feeling inspired to support our guests or be featured on our next show? Get in touch with us at apply@iisolutions.ch.
Let's stay connected. Find us on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, or any other social media platform you love.
We are super excited to share our upcoming episodes with you.
See you soon.